On the East Side, staff at JCPenney are preparing for their store to close. On November 1st, the department store will end its 59-year run in Bellevue Square. Penney's has been struggling for years. Just this year, it has closed 33 stores across the country. The retreat from Bellevue shows how difficult it is now for department stores to reinvent themselves. KUOW's Carolyn Adolph reports from Bellevue Square.
JCPenney used to be the flagship store of the middle class. It was middle price point, middle of the road fashion, medium good quality. And the fact that JCPenney can't survive in a place where it prospered for six decades shows that the middle is slipping away. What happened? To find out, I went shopping with a couple of experts.
You know, 300 thread count, they're going to let you feel it.
This is Patty Edwards, consumer specialist at U.S. Bank. We're in the sheet section at JCPenney. It's quiet. We're practically the only ones here.
That's a rougher feel.
Soft sheet or crisp sheet, the department store's struggle starts here.
You have to have both the top sheet and the bottom sheet and the pillowcases in all the colors for all the different types.
Department stores know how to do this, but they spent millions retooling so they could do it on the web.
It's an inventory nightmare.
And learning how to sell on the web has not been enough for retailers, because many shoppers were changed by the economic collapse of 6 years ago.
I look at the Great Recession being to my generation what the Great Depression was to my grandparents. Really just changing how we look at money, changing how we look at possessions, and changing how we look at our lives and what's important.
Middle-income people are now more leery of debt. They shop more for needs, not wants. And they hunt everywhere for deals. They have to. Many wages have never recovered. And retailers who compete on price are everywhere. It's a race to the bottom that stores who are trying to be everything often can't win. Edwards and I have moved from Penny's sheet department to children's clothing.
At least they've got stuff in stock.
But then...
Oh, no, look at that.
Oh.
An area beyond children's is empty.
Well, that's pretty decimated.
And then we round another corner.
Oh.
Dozens of naked mannequins taken out of service.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm sorry, but my iPhone's coming out.
This is a reminder of a repositioning gone wrong. A year ago, these mannequins were fully dressed and hard-selling a new vision for JCPenney. The store was going to recreate itself as a retailer to the young and fashion conscious. But the young aren't here today. They are, among other places, a few steps away at Victoria's Secret. Enter my next expert, fresh from her shift.
I love my job here. It's the best job I've ever had.
This is Sasha Richter. She's 18, and this mall is her territory.
I am absolutely the most cautious shopper. I actually go into stores, put it on hold, or just think about it.
There is so much to catch her eye.
I'm going to be honest here. It is a lot about labels and what's in.
Which is why she adores Forever 21, and why she saves up for a few pieces from Nordstrom's Topshop.
It's from the UK, I believe, and it's super, super trendy and fun. Although, like I said, I can't afford it.
But now I brought her to JCPenney to get her take.
Although they have great fashions, it's a lot of still trying to sell from summer. Like here, a lot of dresses and like light sweaters and stuff, still trying to sell from summer stuff rather than going into what's now.
Kids on the floor with squeaky toys. And look at the sale racks.
I don't think I see one thing in here that's not on sale, to be honest.
She says this isn't just because the store is closing. It's always going on.
And not everything sells on the floor, so that means nothing sells in back stock, and that process just goes on and on kind of thing.
How do you know that?
I used to work here.
Getting away from the bargain hunters by going for a younger customer didn't work for JCPenney. And now there will be a large hole at Bellevue Square. There's no announcement yet about a replacement. But if you look around the mall, you can see what is thriving here. The coffee places are full. The Lego store is jumping with kids. And there are men carrying new iPhones and tiny boxes from jewelry stores. Even Sasha Richter checks out the high-priced stuff.
There's a Tesla over there that I love to just go and look at because it's so beautiful. I'm just like, one day I wish that'd be my dream car.
Ambition, aspiration, optimism. That's what the mall has for sale to everyone.
I think that's great. I would hate to think that somebody didn't feel like they belonged at the mall, because I feel like there's something for everybody here.
A Steinway by the Starbucks. Patty Edwards says although retailing is a harder business than ever, retailers have faith in the magic of the mall.
They don't want the experience of retail and the theater of retail to go away. And that's really, you know, that's what this is. This is theater.
At Bellevue Square, I'm Carolyn Adolph, KUOW News.